Sunday, 26th December 2021, Boxing Day. The Story of the Donkey, an entertainment. I saw this article in the October 2021 edition of The Oldie magazine, a publication of which I have grown rather fond. This story reveals a rather delightful side to Sister Teresa of Calcutta. Occasionally, I would drive Mother Teresa when she came to London. The Missionaries of Charity had a minibus. I was a volunteer driver for their errands and night run, offering food and help to homeless people. On one occasion, some of the nuns asked me to ask Mother to tell the story about the donkey. There was a pecking order, and they couldn't always ask her over the head of a superior. When we had finished the rosary and we were heading for the Southall convent, I heard, "Mother, what is the story you tell about the donkey?" At this, she became animated and began, "There was this businessman and he was out in the country going to an important meeting when his car began giving him trouble." "Oh," I thought, surprised, "this is a joke rather than a holy story." Mother continued, "The car wouldn't go any further, and so he went to the nearest village and explained, 'I have to get to an important meeting. Have you got a vehicle, any kind of vehicle that will get me there?' The villagers said all they could offer him was a donkey, but it was contrary. It would answer to only two commands, 'Thank God for go,' and 'Alleluia for stop.' In desperation, he accepted the donkey and rode it out of the village, only for the donkey to pick up speed. They were heading for a cliff, and the businessman was terrified. At this point, we had arrived at the convent in Southall, and the superior was standing on the kerb, waiting to greet Mother. But Mother hadn't finished the joke. She carried on, 'They came to the edge of the cliff, and the man was trying to remember the villager's instructions. Alleluia, he shouted, and the donkey stopped. He was so relieved, he said, 'Thank God.' Mother turned, smiling, indicating with her hand the man's fall, and the nuns loved it." Story from Veronica Whitty. A Holy Command, Oswald Chambers on Love. Love with all your mind. We have to get rid of the idea that we're going to get vindicated down here. Jesus was not. The triumphant thing for a saint is to stand true to God in spite of all the odds the world, the flesh, and the devil can bring. God's Spirit will lead us away from our limitations and teach us to think the thoughts of God behind the things that contradict them. At the back of all is the love of God, which will not let a soul go. If you're a servant of God, he will put you through desert experiences without asking your permission. From Notes on Isaiah.